Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
3, 2. Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What did you, you said something coming in about Bottle Rock?
Yeah, they had a rapper that faked like you did at the Domino. I won't bring that up again. We call it faked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Guru, you're fake.
Who was it?
Flo Rida.
Oh,
he's the rapper from Florida, so his name, F-L-O, Rida, R-I-D-A.
Yeah, so in other words, Napa.
He can't put right the last minute.
Yeah, not Napa and Bottle Rock said, you're not welcome in our house. Come on, what do you give me for that?
Oh, that's not bad.
I'll give you four. Yeah, you know, you're familiar with it.
It's a good tune.
Yeah.
Imagine you got, like, 10 dates a year. And you just decide, eh, I don't think I'm going to show up for this
one. Wow. And Curry was there, I hear.
This guy.
Dude, I was on the way.
You,
oh, God. What?
The manipulation that he gets away with.
He can't go to an outside concert in Napa?
Appreciate y'all. Leave me alone this summer.
Oh, Steph, leave me alone this summer, okay. But let me go to a concert with 42,000 people.
Is that how many?
I don't know. What have been 19,000 people?
Gotcha.
And come on, Steph.
Kick your ass!
Why isn't he in the lab, Goo?
Was he with Aisha? Of course.
Yeah.
Or he could have been with teammates.
Like Jimmy Butler. Hey, I'm Jimmy Butler. I'm gonna go visit my teammates. How's that going, Jimmy?
What a difference. Jimmy's in France.
Who's he with?
He's like, I think with Latin artist. I saw Sofia Vergara was at the party.
Oh, my God. No, was not.
Whoa, hold up.
Oh, boy.
Jay Balvin was the other guy.
She is just incredible.
Yeah, but back to Sofia.
Yeah. I watched the reruns, man. No, there's nothing wrong with pointing out beauty. What were you going to play? You got something.
Who's Jay Balvin?
He's a popular Latin artist. Oh, yeah. Okay. Makes worldwide famous music. Also, Carter says it was his birthday. So Jimmy was invited. Like Mbappe was there and some famous European footballers.
That's scenery.
Jimmy Butler's birthday?
No, he turns 36 in September, just before the season.
But have you seen this? When we post on IG the scenery, like all the James Bond movies, they're always like Italy, France, Europe.
Right.
I want to go to Italy. I know Evan's been traveling. I want to go to Italy.
I've been there a bunch.
Get some lasagna.
Yeah, they don't really have that there.
Yes,
like
they do.
It's not like the American lasagna.
That's why I want the real thing. Come
what?
On. I was just over, but anyway.
Over where? What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you to play the sound.
I'm waiting for Evan to talk about
His new award.
Oh, yeah. No. My bad, y'all. I'm just trying. Come on now.
Let me set it up, and then I'll give it to you.
Okay.
There we go.
I'm coming up. My idea is that after he retires, they should come up with the Russell Westbrook Award and give it to the player in the NBA who plays harder than anybody else, game in and game out.
I love this.
I respect Westbrook's effort, game in and game out. Make an award, the Russell Westbrook Award or the Hustle Westbrook Award, and it's for the guy who plays harder than anybody else, who plays harder than anybody else in our league right now. That's who should get the award. And then Evan thought of this.
Yeah, so I don't know what player would be named after. Actually, we can take suggestions. Sorry. The Fussle Award. The Fake Hustle Award.
You guys are incredible.
So which player... which player tries the hardest to try the hardest?
I got mine already. I'll wait for you two.
Well, the coach would be Mark Jackson.
Now, that's why would he catch a stray the day after Memorial Day without a job?
Because that's what the players referred to him as.
Are you kidding me?
No. Fussle. False hustle. Yeah, you don't like that, do you?
I'm mad.
Yeah.
I'd have never heard that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So who would you give it? Who's the player? I got one.
False hustle.
And you can be good and win this award.
That's true.
Yes. Come on, Snotty. Don't be afraid.
Well, I'm looking. I didn't have anything off the top of my head. I'll tell you who could get it.
I hope you don't steal my guy.
Go ahead. You go first.
He's in New Orleans, Evan. Zion Williamson. I love you. But when I watch him play, there's a lot of, hey, I know what you're doing. There's a lot of fussle. I'm going to just say that. So, Zion, congratulations. You're a baller, but I watch you. Sometimes he won't bend down, Evan, or get in that fray to get the, but he'll make it look like he did. So, I'm giving it to Zion.
But when I think of a player who exhibits fussle, I think of a player that check someone 92 feet up the floor for no reason at all. Like, there's no chance in hell they're going to be able to take the ball from the player they're guarding, but they just want to appear like they try hard.
Yeah, like Kuminga.
What, no.
No, Kuminga doesn't pick it.
Why did I think of Jordan Poole?
I actually thought of Jordan
when
Poole.
When he said that, I thought of Jordan Poole.
I thought Poole's it was about six guys in that division. Trey Young might be in on that, too.
What did he do to you?
Who?
Trae Young. Dylan Brooks could get the real award. The hustle.
Yeah, possibly.
Like Daniel Gafford.
Those guys.
I had Lively over Gafford, but for the real award.
What about Lively? I guess the Nico Harrison said he's grown 2 inches this offseason.
Oh, you mean like Kuminga? Remember Kuminga after year two? He's 7 feet.
That was a thing.
Remember it was.
Oh, man. Was it true?
Clearly not. He's still listed at 6'8".
His wingspan's ever growing.
Man.
Trying to think who else. Lakers.
Oh, man. We got a winner.
Luka?
Yeah. Veggie Delight on the chat. Evan, is there any Luka? It should be named the Luka Award.
He didn't even try, though. I mean, That's where there's a bit of a thin line.
How could you be so great, but a radio host named Evan Giddings in the base says he doesn't even try, and we understand.
There's a good one here on the text line. Alvarado from
is a good one.
He plays hard.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, he can get
Carter
it.
Was on that early.
Yeah, nice Carter.
Crack the mic. Well, you got to throw lobs, Donnie.
Stop.
Got to work on your passing.
All right. If you haven't heard, Jay Williams – works for ESPN. And where did this stem from? The MVPs?
Yeah. The last American born. Let me see. Okay. Quiz you guys. Can you and Evan and Carter name the last American born? And I hate saying it because do we care? Because the game is in a good spot. Last MVP
according
born on American soil.
The game's not necessarily in a good
Please,
spot.
These games are incredible. The playoffs have been incredible.
Right. Right. The playoffs.
And checks are cashing.
I don't think the product. I think people would disagree with you, but go ahead.
Last American-born MVP in the NBA. This was a shocker to me.
I know the answer because I'm going to sit out.
My first guess was Westbrook.
That's a great guess. What about Carter?
That would have been my guess too.
Okay, it's Harden, 17-18.
I am a system.
So, I you know you were gone, Evan. I went on this diatribe about life and we're so divided and blah 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 blah. As an American-born citizen, why do I look at that like that's a bad thing? What, I'm being divisive? Or is that just the world's caught up to our game? And I'm going to be honest, I don't see that changing anytime soon with a healthy Giannis, maybe a healthy Embiid, SGA, Luka. Why? My question to you all is, why has that happened?
There's a lot of reasons.
You're number one.
The Americans are lazy. The AAU culture has stifled young talent.
Do you
talent.
Really believe that?
Let's take okay. a listen.
All right.
Let's take a listen. We got the Jay Williams.
This is bad.
Jay Williams.
How much of this do you think is cancel culture and the political aspects of where we were compared to where we're going? Can we get back to a little bit more, this is what it takes, or be a little bit more in your face direct instead of I'm worried about how I, because I hear a lot of coaches talk about they don't feel like they can coach young kids anymore because anything that they right. say could get used against them or get twisted if caught the wrong way.
That was the cut.
Yeah. And there was some other sound where he says, all we care about American players, Evan, is that this where Stoney brought me up, the dunk, the highlight. So do you really, are you, I'm just asking, because I just was in Los Angeles for the AAU tournament, Stoney. Do you really think it's ruined our game? Like, I think that's somewhat of a cop-out.
Well, I think you said 5 minutes ago, the game's in a great place. Is it? I don't necessarily think I'd agree with that.
Well, what would make me go to the MVP and where they're from? I feel kind of dirty for that. But there is a nugget of James Harden's the last one to do it. So from a global standpoint, we don't want that all-star game divvied up that way, right?
Why?
Because the other teams would be stacked.
Well, what exactly...
Jay Williams, that was some of the sound, but the stuff that hit me was these young American guys, young kids can't be coached. Now, is that valid? There are no Bobby Knights anymore. You're afraid of little Johnny to tell him this or that because mom and dad might get pissed off and not spend. I don't know, but we can't ignore the last time an American-born NBA player won the MVP was 17-18.
I mean, I think what happened is the dream team came around and we exported the game and the Europeans and Eastern Europeans and players from other countries were getting taught the right way. I mean, I know people are going to laugh, but the NBA's got this program called Basketball Without Borders. And every offseason, they go to countries with coaches and players and they try to teach the game to young players in other countries. And I think they get taught better than our play. I mean,
so that's why AAU is catching strays, and it's been this way.
AAU caught strays from Kobe Bryant. In other words, they've been catching strays for a while, the AAU programs. And there's probably something to it. Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, when you talk about fundamentals and the ha-ha and the highlights, that's at the AAU level too, but... Stoney, I'm just asking you, is that the sole reason that we're not American-born NBA players and I'm winning the MVP? At some point, it's got to be about talent.
Well, I just look at the league in general, and there's more and more Europeans playing in the league. And we all know it wasn't long ago. It was 20, 25 years ago that Europeans were considered soft.
Oh, man.
And they're not anymore. Like, Jokic is not soft. Who else? Just Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's from Canada. He's not, I don't think he's very soft. But the gripe is that AAU is about promoting individuals, and do they teach the fundamentals? Not necessarily. And so the NBA has an influx of American players that haven't been taught the game the right way.
So if I ask you and Evan, I'll ask you, is that a problem?
Not going to go for everybody.
Is that a problem? Do you think that's a problem we haven't had that American-born player to get an MVP since Harden?
No, I think it's just an indication of how difficult it is to succeed in the NBA because you're not just competing with other players in your country, you're competing with the world. And so if you're asking who the best player on the planet is, that doesn't just apply to America anymore. So I wouldn't look at it as a bad thing. It's just it's really freaking hard to be the best player on the planet when you literally now have to be the best player on the planet.
Man, well said, man.
I mean, we're not the king of basketball anymore.
And I get it. We used to be.
Well, this summer.
Yeah. Talking about the Olympic team.
Yeah, I guess.
But we got a lot of guys about to age out of that. You know what I mean? When Stephen Curry hanging up.
It's not even how close.
You know what I mean. We got the Ant-Mans, Cooper Flagg, hopefully.
Cooper Flagg.
Kuminga. Well,
he won't play.
I know, he's
going to play for the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Embiid played for America.
Now, why would you do that?
That's a joke. That's an absolute
joke. Wouldn't have been able to qualify.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and home of the Golden State Valkyries, 2-1, and the Golden State Warriors. They've been eliminated. Always live on the free Odyssey app, and we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Matt in Oakland.
Matt.
Let's jump in here.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, hey.
How are you this beautiful day? All good?
Yeah, we're good, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Listen, man, this is not complicated. There's no college basketball in Europe. They don't do that. The NBA, the NCAA is an absolute disaster. They do not train people. And AAU is even worse. Guys like Luka, they don't mess around in college with sports. They want to be professional athletes. I mean, that guy's been playing with grown men since he was 14 years old.
Yep.
I personally like the idea of the U.S. against everybody else. It might slap us a little silly. But we got a lot of kids who are really good athletes who simply don't know how to play. I mean, no offense, Kuminga. He's, from what I can tell, a nice guy. Quick aside here on him. Does anybody know if any of the stuff going on in his home country has any effect on him, whether he has any family there or any of that stuff?
Yeah, I'm not sure, man.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I mean, there's a brutal war in Eastern Congo. Anyway, the last thing I had to say, fellas, and thanks for having me on.
Sure.
This season is too long. This is nuts. There's an easily schedulable, if that's a word, 72-game season. You play everybody in your conference three times. You play the other one twice. You rotate every year. You take an extra week off at the All-Star break. You never play playoff games back, with less than 2 days. And it would be great. We'd be seeing Curry. We'd be seeing Tatum. Those guys got hurt with nobody touching them. Those are fatigue injuries.
Mm.
And I love this sport desperately. And, since the A's left, I've watched more Valkyrie games than A's games. So I'm all about basketball. And I would just love it if the league would get a little wiser about this because they're wrecking their own product, man. They really are. Who do you guys think is going to win? Is it OKC?
Yeah, I think OKC's winning it all.
Good call. You think so, Snoddy?
I do, yeah. They're good. They're really good.
But I give the Pacers and the Knicks
year in and year out
a chance. And I give Minnesota, if they could somehow, I know Evan told me in the green room, I'm snitching, Evan, you think this thing's over tomorrow night in OKC?
A surprise.
In OKC?
Yeah, you think they're going to close it out. No big deal.
Yeah. Minnesota played so well last night and lost.
We don't think
so. But their two best players didn't play so well.
We think we can play better, Evan.
Who's we?
Us, the T-Wolves.
No, it's just, listen.
Can you just wear that shirt tomorrow?
You have to for the culture.
I'll wear it tomorrow.
That wouldn't, when they lose.
Sure. I'll wear it tomorrow. Okay.
Listen, basketball, I don't know if you and Evan know this.
If it's about basketball, I probably do.
It's a game of rhythm. So when you come out, and you only shoot two times, guess what's going to happen in the third and fourth quarter when the team needs your specialty? And I thought, Ant-Man, he's telling you, hey, they were blitzing me. That's how you stop me. But why is Finch, I'm coming for your guys, Donnie.
Yeah.
Let's group text him. Why are you not doing the same thing to Shea, Evan, so at least the other Thunder guys got to beat us? That's all. He can't hoist up 30 shots on our home floor. We're down 2-1.
I think Finch would be okay with 13 for 30. Turn him into a volume shooter. Still had 40. Everything's so easy for you, isn't it?
No, I'm not saying
it's easy.
It's a head scratcher, and it's not just me, but Evan, how do you beat a team by 42 and then come back the next night?
It's called
your superstar
basketball.
Player takes two shots.
It's called basketball.
I would have cussed him out at half. Y'all stay out of here.
You would have lost Anthony Edwards in week two.
Hey,
please.
That's what's wrong with
you.
You
don't
game.
Have the courage
please.
To coach superstars.
Oh, hey, Evan, you would mollify get fired.
You'd mollify
I would get fired.
You would.
You'd but mollify. I'm not mad at Ant like I am Jimmy for games 4 and 5, Evan and Stani, only because the other guys were hit. They scored 126 points. So that's really not why they lost. They lost defensively, but this is why I question why you couldn't get a stop. Triple team your boy, SGA.
Well, maybe you get a throw stop. To one of their 85-40% shooters.
Caruso misses.
Evan, I guess he doesn't know that they had a guy at 34 last night,
he was
too.
Balling.
2 nights ago, or last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, he was balling.
Or another
Holmgren.
Guy that had 22.
Like, I do think there's a question of how come their three best players were able to combine for
97 points.
1,000 points.
Yeah, right.
And the two best players in the Timberwolves combined for 21.
Yeah. They defend. They deserve to win the game.
I'm giving them a swingers chance tomorrow, Stani.
Oh, I'm sure they're thankful. I'm sure they're real thankful.
My bad.
Yeah, no, no.
I'm rubbing the bruise.
My transition decision making was diabolical.
Wow, man.
The weirdest part about that game is they had 21 turnovers.
Yeah, that was a problem.
I swear, only three of them were loose or bad choices.
But they had what?
It's funny 23? How you and I watch games differently.
I swear, OKC just took the ball from them.
I thought they had 47 turnovers.
Their hands are everywhere. They're handsy. Let's just say
the
Thunder.
They could not do anything against OKC.
And that's what's frustrating Randall,
well,
man.
That's what life's about.
Yeah. They got some defense. I got to give OKC that. But I will tell you this. Knicks Pacers. I really think the Knicks got action tonight.
Okay, they might.
We got a bet. Evan wasn't here.
I know.
Can I get in on the Pacers?
Ask who. I have the Pacers to win the series.
After the domino tournament, I'm going to sit this one out. I got too many wagers out there, Evan. Yeah.
This is sniffing last series you like Boston, right? Boston to come back down 3-1?
Thanks for reminding me, bud. Yeah, I still owe you a pop.
I'm a cheap date.
I mean,
yeah,
just one.
Well, don't act like you've been you got wins on wins.
I got wins. I got a lot of wins.
You said the Giants, the baseball team was going to do something.
A lot of losses, too.
What? Didn't you say the Giants, you like where they're at? You told Willard and I before the crossover got started.
I told Willard just to try to get on his good side.
Well, they got action, but can they
they're
keep
500.
This? How about the acquisition of Adames?
He's on my fantasy team. What do you want to know about him?
What's
watched
going
every
on?
At bet. He stinks.
No, stop.
He's not very good in this ballpark.
No, it's not. It's his glove I'm worried about.
Okay.
The bat, when it heats up.
He's hitting 204.
Listen to Flynn.
His OPS is 600.
Yeah,
better than Patrick Bailey, though.
That's what. What is going on there?
He's swinging a broomstick, Goo.
You laugh, but he ain't too far off.
You know, we had Larry Bear on last week, and can I ask? And I do want to talk a little baseball.
Yeah,
and we can jump into it on the other.
We'd love the sport.
Are the Giants resonating in the Bay right now? Are they resonating? I'm going to play some sound from Larry Bear from last week.
Yeah,
and
I'm fine. Fight for my sport.
The Warriors are now done. Okay. The season is a third over.
Wow, man.
And
wow.
The question I have is, are the Giants resonating? Because I feel like people think or thought they were, you know, weeks back. They started 12-4. They're 19-19 since.
But still seven games over 500.
500 since their 12-4 start.
But when you look at the standings, they're a playoff team right now if you're into
only
that.
By one game. They're one game ahead of the Cardinals.
Ask me, are they exciting?
Are they exciting?
No.
Exactly.
But that's not what they're out to try to gain.
They are.
They're trying to make the playoffs, Donnie. And we saw 10, 12, and 14. They never were really truly exciting with the bat. Well, it was just pitching and defense. But what I do say, Stani, is baseball is an acquired taste and has hurt me that people aren't gravitating to the Giants the way I would like them to. And how many calls do we get wanting to talk about the Giants? I feel like this is bigger than the Giants. The game's dying. But then when you see Ohtani, you see Judge and O'Neal Cruz, you do wonder if the Giants could use some of that. But I guess what are you in it for? The highlights or the wins and losses? Because all in all, this Giant team is successful right now, Steiny, and they can get better.
How?
But I do
How
wonder.
How can they get better? Seriously.
Well, you got some guys in the lineup that could hit. How do you get more exciting is my question. And do you even care about that if you're Bob Melvin and company?
The bottom line is there's no difference between this team with Buster Posey and the last two or three years with Farhan Zaidi. It's the same team, same players virtually.
Well, I'll say this to that.
It just is.
I talked to an icon over the weekend, Mark Abanez, big Giant fan.
Mm-hmm.
He would take issue with that because I talked to him about the bat and the futility and, you know, lack of scoring runs. He was so enamored with, oh, Buster's going to do something.
What did he sign two guys?
No. You know, at the trade deadline. So Buster this year.
Oh, okay.
So I go, wow, I wonder how many Giant fans are looking at Buster like, oh, not the savior. He'll get something done like Lacob did with Jimmy.
Yaz, Chapman,
Wade,
Lee, Flores, Wade,
Flores.
Fitzgerald, Bailey, Ramos, Matos, Webb, Duvall, Harry. It's the same team.
We'll see.
It's the same team. The Giants, this is Farhan's team still. And the two guys that Buster signed, one stinks and the other's hurt.
Well, one stinks now. That's
right.
Why it's kind
of. Well, it's a third of the way through the year.
He better be happy the Warriors went this far because nobody's on his neck yet.
See, and that's, I guess that's.
Because his glove is what I'm bothered at.
Nobody's going to be on his neck.
You don't think?
That's what I'm getting at. I don't.
But why?
Because there's not enough passion for this
team. It's coming, Stoney. I think if he keeps
it coming,
the Domus, what? You, come on. Yeah, 32 homers last year. Okay. You know, I'm like, where's that at? And then the glove is the part that I was talking to Evan about, like, oh, boy. You know, people around here are used to Brandon Crawford. You could take a couple steps back with the bat, but if the glove is not there and you're doing this with the bat, now that's a problem, Steiny.
Well, your idea of fans are going to go ballistic and mine are two different things.
Mm.
I mean, what Adamas is making 182. It's the highest contract any Giants gotten.
I thought he was a slick fielding shortstop, Steiny.
He was.
What happened,
8 years ago.
Oh, no. What if Buster made a mistake?
Well, it's too early for that.
His first big free agent
signing. We ain't even in June yet, Steiny.
All right.
Well, we go away.
Well, let's see what happens. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny, you're wrong on this one. The pitching staff is electric. Maybe I'll take another victory lap because that's how I said this team should have, who they should have built around.
A lot of people saying the bats will come around.
888-957-9570. My question is, are the Giants resonating right now with fans? And are you excited about the way this season has started out after their 12-4 start? What's coming up on the game? Is not that one. Coming up today at 4 o'clock, the Valkyries. They take on the Liberty in New York, and you can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app, search Valkyries, and you know who's on the call, don't you? Gucci! Kevin Dana and Sophia Ta-ting! Jones. Mm-hmm.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Mac on the Celebrini, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru.
Get in the lab!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Come to the sign of the finger, and I give a ding to get high on. When I bring you up, I'm gonna ring you up. Oh, great tune.
This is, I should know it.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Hey, can I give a shout out?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to wish a happy birthday to 49er Frankie.
Oh, yeah, it's his birthday, Frank.
49er Frankie.
Yeah, he was at the Domino Tournament waiting on you. He asked the most a little bit. I was like, dude, lay off.
Also, I'll say happy birthday to Damon Cheng.
Oh, yeah.
On the YouTube chat.
He won.
He won what?
No, he's a P1.
Oh. You know how those guys will come up on your Facebook feed and like, here, be friends with this guy?
Yeah, and I don't even know my feed anymore.
But you don't even know half the people. Yeah,
but that's the beautiful part about it.
Anyway, Cheng came up on my Facebook. Damon Cheng.
I'm friends with him. We talk.
Yeah, I haven't clicked yet on that.
Yeah, we're old. When you're on Facebook, Donnie.
I like the reels.
It's a wrap.
They have good reels.
IG has them too.
Do they?
You're on it. No.
Okay. What were we going to do here?
You said something about E40.
Oh,
mouth.
Oh, by the way, how'd you like Steph's hat? You like Steph's hat at Bottle Rock.
Was that the... Help me out now. I had a lot of tequila over the weekend.
Little
Scotty.
Indiana Jones. Like?
I didn't see it, but I like it because it Harrison Ford.
Well, all he right. can pull it off.
And there you go.
Hat is...
When you're in shape, you can do anything.
Leaves much to be desired.
I'm looking at all the celebrities that were at Bottle Rock.
This is
Bottle
my alley. Give me some, Scotty.
Steph and Aisha.
So that's what's Dibs ranking when your number, your what do they call that? Like you and Sal and all that. What's the ranking system? The tier, Evan, you're on it too.
It's tier 1, 2, and 3.
You guys have tiers to celebrity?
Yeah, Dibs has.
Dibbly's got a whole.
But there's a name for
mechanism.
All right, tier 1. Okay, so they're tier 1.
So this is Bay Area power ranking.
Okay, there we go.
So tier 1 would be like Sal Castaneda.
Ibanez.
Not anymore. He's retired.
So he's still...
No. No. Ibanez. Hey, Mark, you're out. You're out.
If you retire, you become greater. You're still... Gary Radnich? Tier 1.
Not anymore.
Oh, you never lose that.
Not anymore. He absolutely was tier 1.
And so was Mark.
Was.
But they're in the Hall of Fame of it.
Yes, but...
You never lose it.
Not currently active.
But that is
wrong. That's what happened.
That is so wrong. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you who else is up there now. Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God.
They
is it 27 years?
They're tier 1.
They've gotten old together.
I would say, who else is tier 1 in the Bay? Dibley's got him. I don't have the
Scott
rating.
Osler?
No, not any.
Well, why would you say that's our guy?
Well, because it's really...
And Killian.
It's about Q rating and being on TV is important.
Where's Bonte?
Bonte's probably tier 2. I would say tier 2.
So where are you and I?
3. I'm tier 3.
Well,
I don't know what
I
you
don't
are.
Like the way you said you're
No, I'm tier 3.
Please define tier 3.
Yeah, thank
three.
You, Evan. Bonte on tier 2, B.
Tier 1 is like Castaneda. Who are the big boys? Sarah and Vinny, yeah. I would put there.
Chewy?
Yes, I think I would put Chewy Gomez on tier 1.
Two.
I would put, I'm trying to think of some of the...
Shasky.
No.
Bonte
would probably be tier 2 because he's got multiple TV gigs with the Giants. Although, when he walked away from here...
Oh, wow. No, but he stayed on the TV, though. He did the Giants.
No, he did.
Yeah.
He would be
legitimate.
You don't
hear him every day.
Yeah, he'd be legitimate tier 2.
All right, how about Monty Poole? He'd been here for a fixture. Tier 2, if not tier 1, to me.
Yeah, well, yours...
How are you tier 3? Forget me.
Because
I'm on my own tier.
I'm radio and radio only.
Well, you used to be TV.
Right, but
that
doesn't matter.
You don't get credit anymore.
No, it doesn't matter.
Give me that.
Like Fitz?
Fitz.
Fitz is tier 1.
Glennon would be, he on his way.
That's a, Glenn is tier 2.
All right.
But he's, you know, he's a, he's still making an A. Fitz is tier 1. Because Fitz does the Warriors and freelances like crazy. He's done the Olympics. He's got an extensive resume.
I live with these
Raymond
people.
Ritter.
I love these people.
He's not
They're
a media
part of my
guy.
Family.
He don't want to be on a tier.
He's not a media guy. Steph Curry and Aisha.
Yeah,
we're at Bottle Rock.
Okay.
E-40?
Yeah, man. 40 Fonz are... Now, why are you looking like
not,
that?
What?
Did you expect him there?
I thought he performed.
That's what I know he did.
Okay. Well, he was there.
All right.
And he brought Kevon Looney on stage.
Now, that is...
Looney's tier three, actually.
Looney's not going anywhere.
Nobody knows who he is. No.
Give me some more.
Okay.
E-40,
California Loon. Governor Gavin Newsom and first partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom were there. They were there to see Justin Timberlake. Oh, boy, that may
Justin
be it.
Justin showed, huh?
That's it. Serena Williams was there. She likes Green Day. She's a Green Day super fan.
I can't say I've heard a song of theirs.
Oh, there she is.
I've heard of them, Green Day. Give me one.
American Idiot?
Yeah.
Hey.
You got to keep them separated. What?
You ever heard Sorry. That? No, I've heard the song, just not your rendition.
Yeah. Jessica Biel. How about that?
Yeah, her and Baron Davis are friends.
Oh.
Jessica Biel. Yeah. Okay. What's that?
They got pictures?
Yeah.
How's it look the same?
Am I looking at free agents or? Oh, no. Other celebrities. Flavor Flav?
Yeah. That's the one with the big clock. Public Enemy. I wrote a letter to the government. Yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr.?
We should have went out there, man. Who else?
He might have been doing photography.
That's true. Him and Randy Johnson. Big shutterbugs. Yeah.
He's also a free agent.
Ken Griffey Jr.?
Well, yeah. Giants need a bat.
Nice.
They do. All right, Goo. What are you thinking?
A bunch of stuff.
Because we didn't get to a lot of the stuff that I had on.
All right, but before we do, because that's where we're going, down that avenue, we'll get out that exit.
You better be careful.
One guy we should be ashamed of that should have won the Russell Westbrook award, Evan, and not one of us, Jackals, mentioned his name, and he plays on the Pacers, and his name is TJ McConnell.
That's a good one.
That dude leaves it all. Evan, you can't say a bad word about him.
Oh, no.
What happened?
No, we made a lot of mistakes.
Dibs. What happened?
That's not Green Day. It's Offspring. Keep them separated.
I'm rubbing off on y'all. I'm rubbing off on y'all.
Oh, God. My bad.
We'll be fine.
Look, there was one thing about you, though, in here that was pretty funny.
I'll decide.
You got something wrong. Yeah, Jessica Alba is friends with Baron Davis, not Jessica Biel.
So who am I? Who am
Jessica
I?
Jessica Alba.
Yeah, who is Biel?
She's also an actress, and also
Jessica Biel.
Woo!
Oh, I should know her. Hold on,
sweet.
George Kittle was there.
He was promoting something that doesn't count.
Yeah, if you're out there, the lovely Jessica Biel.
You didn't get paid to go.
Not even sure if this guy qualifies. Kyle Juszczyk. No chance anybody recognizes him without a helmet. No chance.
Stop.
Some guy from...
Draymond's working.
Yeah, Draymond is working.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, not anymore.
So TNT's over now?
No, he took Saturday. He was off the last game.
Yeah, I think his appearances are done, right? Or is he going to be back tonight?
I thought it was throughout the series, so I'm going to say, Evan, this is a guesstimate. My sales background.
I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't want Draymond, as much as he's great on TV, I wouldn't want him for TNT's final broadcast.
Then you may be on to something. Maybe he's done.
Is their final broadcast Thursday?
Well, it's whenever the series ends.
The Western Conference.
On TNT, at least.
Wow, think about that.
So that could be tomorrow.
Yeah. Now Barkley's talking nice about ABC and all those guys. I get it.
Jessica Biel is Justin Timberlake's wife.
Yeah, Willard just take. Yeah.
Damn it.
See, they got married 2012.
Was Willard there?
No.
Well, he's a celeb.
What tier is he?
Okay, I got a text from Dibs. At 1:48 today, He will explain the tears.
Okay.
And not tears like you all cried when the Warriors were eliminated. These are tears as in levels.
All right.
Levels.
Yeah.
And
we'll see if you make his tier three.
Well, that's what I was the last time he explained it to me.
Working with me, people would say you fell off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
but you're still out there. People wanted you at the Domino Tournament. Well, that kind of thing. I couldn't get Sal at the Domino Tournament. You know what I mean?
Did you ask him?
No.
What are you doing? Like, you don't know him.
That's my guy.
You invite people to come to park.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
That you don't know.
We were at the Spears Mixer.
That was 7 years ago.
We had some heavyweights there, Evan. I posted the pic. IG.
On Domino's?
No, at the All-Star Weekend.
Oh, well.
It was myself, Spears, Sal, and I sitting next to each other. Chopping it up.
Hey, by the way, you know,
I wonder if I make a tier.
Tier G.
Carter, why did Carter look like, I think I didn't, the way he smiled. Go ahead, Stein.
Well, it's up to Dibley. He created the game. Yeah,
but these have been in there. Like, he's got the breakdown on Twitter. When you tweet too much, opposed to how many people follow you, he's got that ratio, too.
Oh, like somebody saying Dwayne Kuiper, that's tier one. Kuiper and Krug, that's tier one in any league. Yeah. John Miller might be tier two.
Miller's been doing it since I was in middle school.
But this is about your ties to the Northern California region.
All right.
And Miller's national. Miller's a little bit national.
Not anymore. He's probably more local than he is national.
No, now. But
Ira Miller. He was a big boy. That was my guy.
Evan doesn't even know who he is.
I know. He wrote for the Chronicle. Evan.
Ira Miller?
Oh, yeah. Columnist.
Then look at Evan.
No. That's not true.
What do you mean, no, it's not true?
He was not a columnist.
He's just a beat writer?
I read him in the Chronicle.
He was not a columnist. He was a beat writer for the 49ers. Oh, well, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
But his articles were in the Chronicle I read growing up.
He never wrote columns?
No.
Stop.
That.
So you're telling me
hey,
I've
it's
never,
like Offspring. Are you got to keep them separated.
Oh, okay. My God.
Columnists and beat writers.
Get a recovery. How could he be tier one then?
Steiny, he wrote in the Chronicle. Ira Miller, I could see his picture right now like I did
right.
Scott Osler.
He was a beat writer.
Okay,
he covered
right.
the Niners.
But that's still, a beat writer can tell a story and you read it in the paper.
Right,
same thing.
Not a columnist.
I read him growing up, Evan.
That's fine. You read stories. You did not read columns from
by him.
Yes.
Okay. That like, counts. Count the bucket.
Okay, let me explain some things to you.
I kind of don't want
Scott
to.
Osler. Right. What did Scott Osler do?
Columnist.
Right.
That means Ann Killian. Monty Poole.
Columnist.
Okay.
Monty Poole.
Yeah, columnist.
No. He was, but now
okay,
he
yeah.
covers
right,
the Warriors. Now, he can write some columns, I think, in his title because it's what was I going to say? But there's a difference between a columnist and a beat writer.
I'm not arguing that. Well, it's just to the average
don't talk down to me like I don't know what I'm talking about.
And I see your face, Steiny, and then you're writing on the Niners or whatever the topic is. That counts. I'm reading your literature and I'm a fan.
He what? He wrote for the Chronicle. You are right about that.
Hey.
Let's let it there.
No doubt. He's a big boy.
Let's just let it there.
All right.
For now.
I can't wait for 148. The tier system.
Oh, right. Here's the other thing about the Giants I was thinking. Is it a good thing when your best attribute is the bullpen? They got a great bullpen, Goo. They got great pitching.
Okay.
But a great bullpen.
You asked me a question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. I don't care because this, you know, this team is starving. They want to get back to what they did in 10 and 12 and 14. Who cares what the best part of your team is? But, Steiny, you sound like the baseball version of me, but the highlights. And I'm not, you know, who cares what it is? Right now, they're a good ball club, one of the best in baseball.
No, they're not, Goo. They're 19
and
19.
You don't think they're a top 8 team in the league right now? To me, they are.
Let me
No, it's see, you can look, but I'm doing the eye test. That's what I think they're capable
well,
of.
Right now, they're the sixth best team in the NL.
I get it.
One game ahead of the Cardinals.
But to me, when I watch them play, like tonight, they're playing Detroit, they're never an inferior opponent. This version of the Giants
they're
this
as
year.
Good as the Tigers.
Well,
I mean,
the Tigers made the playoffs last year. The
Giants
they're
also
didn't.
Like 32-16.
But they're not the Dodgers. I don't look at the Tigers as the Dodgers. Are they farther along? That's a whole other story. But the bottom line is, Donnie, they got to get some more hitting. The Giants do. But the reason we brought them up is, like, this is the first time in a long time my whole career where I feel like we ain't been giving them a lot of touches. And I just wonder, it's bigger than the Giants. I think it's the game of baseball. Is it losing its popularity? And it scares me to even bring that up because I know you're like, Guru, yeah. I watch every night.
The issue I brought up with the bullpen is if you're a good team and your best attribute's your bullpen, that's not like that's not
how you draw it up.
Yeah. Yeah. 925 Steiner, are you sure Ira Miller didn't also write columns? He wrote that Sunday piece.
And dude, I just give your boy the win.
So count the bucket.
No, I didn't know why we were even reviewing it.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, Evan, thank you, my man.
Well, it's kind of what we do. You know, Steiny throws out things inexplicably, and it's our job to correct him when he's wrong.
He was right in regard to the difference between a columnist, all
well,
that
thank
stuff.
Thank you, Goo. Appreciate
that.
That
wasn't about.
Appreciate
we
you
were trying to give Ira
telling
his
me what I'm right about when we talk about
now, see, this
journalism.
Is what I'm trying to help you.
You
out.
Don't even like it when we give you credit.
Yeah,
it makes really you uncomfortable.
Don't. Am I the only one surprised at the 2-1 Valkyrie start? Dude, Evan, they're supposed to be 0-3.
They're building a bully.
What
by the
happened?
Way,
they're no, they're not.
What?
How can you say that?
Like
after nearly 29
points.
Years at the Chronicle, sports writer and columnist Ira Miller.
I would call in, right? Steiny, I couldn't believe. I'm like, you're making me think about my childhood again. Dude,
we
he was heavyweight. We should. What do you think of the internet?
He wrote four columns at the end of his career.
Valkyries, real quick, 2-1. Beat the crap out of the Sparks.
Is anybody aware of the Valkyries, what's going on with them?
They're an expansion team, and I think they're going to be better than what a lot
of
people thought.
We need to get Lakob on.
Okay, and what would you ask him?
Which one?
Nice.
Joe, why did none of your top three draft picks make the team?
That I did not know.
Why did the top three draft picks not make it?
So I actually don't know if that's incredibly uncommon. Like, I think because there's only 13 teams in the league, there's really just not that many roster spots. And so if you can get a better player, like the availability of back end of roster or maybe even top end players, there's a wider pool. Like, there's a wider free agency pool in the WNBA, I think.
Yeah, that's a nugget I did not know.
Well, I think I know why.
Well, it looks like we're seeing. I know it's three games.
Mm-hmm.
They got some players.
Yeah, I think. I think my man's trying to tank in year one.
Well, their first pick's also like 19 and is playing overseas. So it's not like she won't be on the roster.
I think he's eyeing that number one pick next year,
which could be Juju, right?
Possibly. I think she's 2 years away.
Oh,
she's 2 years away from being 2 years away.
Something like that, yeah.
They'll be a good player.
All right.
She's in the State Farm commercials, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it sounds like they got some right now. Like, I'm watching that Sparks game. Sparks favored, like my neighbor was telling me, something like 13 to 14, and the Valkyries just crushed them.
Valkyries are 17.5-point dogs tonight in New York.
Liberty, and they got the female KD, the Liberty dude, Stewart, Brianna.
Like, how?
She reminds me of Durant. I like her. Stewart.
They also got the Ionescu.
Yeah.
3-point champ.
Wasn't passing to Stewart a lot over the weekend. I watched the game. I was like,
I'm sorry, I didn't. What?
Ionescu wasn't passing to Stewart. I felt like she was freezing her out a little bit.
They won.
Caitlin Clark down for 2 weeks.
With the guru.
First time she's been hurt since high school.
Wow.
I think so, yeah.
She had a game with 10 turnovers.
This year?
Just over the weekend.
So did Curry.
Jason Kidd once had 13 in a game. What's your point?
I'm sorry,
14, I think.
You are special. 14. Because over the weekend, I was driving, and I thought to myself about our conversation. One of the hardest conversations is Peyton or Kidd. I'll just leave that there. We talked about it. But boy, that's a hard one. Remember, we were like, who would you want?
Who did I pick? I think I picked Peyton.
Yeah.
Very close.
Yeah.
We were having fun last week.
Evan was gone.
Yeah, he didn't.
You guys have fun when I'm gone?
Yeah. Like, who would you have, Peyton or Kidd?
I wasn't old enough to really watch either of those guys.
I love that answer. See, I love that answer, though. That's like Guru Wilter. Give me somebody else.
Yeah, Kareem. Like,
yeah. Well, I saw Kareem.
Okay, Wilter Russell.
That's where I was trying to go.
Well, one could score 100, so I'll take that guy.
Where is that game on video?
They don't have it. It was at Hershey Park Arena.
Dude, I know. We still got it.
A place that I've been to many, many times.
Still going, huh?
They call it, I think, it's got another name.
Why would you change the name? Well,
could you imagine if a player had their career game and it just wasn't available nowadays? Like, if that was a legitimate excuse.
I can't, E.
Sorry, it wasn't on Link Pass. Sorry, we have technical difficulties. You'd be fired so fast.
The game I want to see, I'm being real because I love baseball so much, is when they say the Negro League All-Stars played the Major League Baseball. Like, I would have loved to watch that at the Polo Grounds or wherever the game took place.
Yeah. Can somebody explain to me what success looks like for the Golden State Warriors in the next 2 years? If it's all about Steph Curry's window, if we're doing everything for Steph Curry, right, which we are, and they've announced as much, then what does success over the next 2 years look like?
Would you have a problem if somebody called a fan and said this year constitutes success?
No.
Just by making it?
It can be anything the fan wants in terms. I
wouldn't like that answer, but
I would
theirs.
Call this year a success for the Warriors.
Even the way it ended, you felt like you got robbed of not seeing them beat.
I didn't think they got robbed. Mm. I thought what happened was inevitable. But now what happens next year? What's the goal next year if it's all about Steph Curry? And who else is going to be on this team? All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Lucky California.
Appreciate y'all. Leave me alone this summer.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide.
Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.